9 degrees. And right now it is time to take five for your community this morning. I'm very pleased to be joined by members of the Red Hill FFA. We've got plenty to talk about, and joined by Cammy Lido, Lainey Moore, and Ava Sinescu. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate you ladies coming out here. A lot to get into. We'll talk about Saturday and talk about the cattle show that's coming up in March. Cammy, I'm going to start with you because one of the projects you're dealing with, Meals of Hope, right?
Yes.
Meals for Hope, right?
Yes, Meals of Hope. It's on February 18th. We're hosting this at the Red Hill Junior Senior High School in our cafeteria in our slash gym. We're going to be packing 50,000 meals that are promised to stay locally. We are packing two different types, spaghetti and macaroni and cheese. All these need our heat and water, so it's easier to prepare for younger kids through the elderly. And right now we have raised we need to raise $12,500. We've raised half of this, but we still need donations. So we really need that to help come in so we can help make that happen. But we are really excited to do this because we feel like it's going to really help impact our community in a very good way, and not just our community, surrounding counties, because 50,000 meals is a lot of meals for just Lawrence County. So hopefully it'll impact other counties as well.
Okay, well, if somebody's listening and they want to help out, they can get in touch with you guys.
On our Facebook page, the Red Hill FFA Facebook page, and or any FFA member that you can see, Red Hill FFA member, just talk to them and they'll know what we're talking about.
Okay, and that again, when is that going to be?
February 18th.
February 18th, yes. Okay. Ava, coming up this Saturday, it's going to be a big day, and this is going to deal with grain safety, grain bin safety,
yes,
which is very important. We hear the stories, you know, obviously in this part of the country, and Red Hill FFA is getting together with the Lawrence County Farm Bureau, and they got a lot of activities dealing with grain safety, right?
Yes. So this Saturday, the Red Hill is hosting a screening called Silo, and along with that, we are doing a meal. And so with some of the recent tragedies that have been going on, we felt that grain bin awareness and safety is a must. And so we're teaming with the Farm Bureau to put on this, and we've raised money. And we're doing a training at the starting that is going to be for 2 hours, and all of the emergency people will be helping us out with that and doing some demonstrations and trying to really hone in on some skills that maybe make the farm safer. And then the meal will happen at 5, and then we will start the movie after the meal gets over. And so that's the plan.
Okay, and now you need tickets for the meal, the movie? And
yes, so each ticket is $5, and we have some tickets, but we're limited to 300 people seeing the movie, and so they're definitely going fast, but we have around 50 tickets left, so there's definitely room for more people.
And they're
$5. And anybody can attend
training.
Yeah.
Okay. So what time again is the training, and then the meal and the movie?
4:30.
Okay, 2 to 4:30. That's the training, and then that leads into the meal.
Yes,
and then the movie.
And then the movie. Yes.
Okay, and the movie is called Silo. So obviously, it's deals. I guess it's based on a true story. We won't do a spoiler, but I'm hoping there's a happy ending to this movie. That it's almost a tragedy and not a tragedy. So.
Yes.
We'll let them see the movie themselves. Okay.
For sure.
And that's coming up on Saturday, Saturday, the 18th. All right. So, Lainey, coming up in March, right? You've got another big event coming up. It is a steer and heifer show, right?
Yeah. Okay. So, we will be hosting a cattle show, and we have for quite a few years now. And it'll be March 14th this year. And all the cattle have to be on the ground at 9 a.m. and the entry fee is $35 per head. But the show will start at 12:30, and there's a cash and banner prize for grand champion and reserve champion spots. We'll also have a Sullivan stock trailer there.
Okay. Is there an entry fee for this event?
No, just per head. There's $35 per head.
Okay. So, and that's coming up on March 14th. And now, is there like a deadline they need before they can get registered, or can they like even come like by March 14th?
They can come the day.
Okay. Okay. All right. Very good. So you guys a lot going on, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Yes. We're
very busy this year.
Yeah.
So what is it? I mean, what does it mean to be part of FFA? Just because you guys seem awful excited.
Yeah. So it's something that's bigger than ourselves. So we're very excited to do that. And when you go somewhere and see somebody in a blue jacket, you feel almost connected to them. So it's really cool to be part of something bigger than yourself and help your community out.
Yeah.
and do something that you're very passionate about. And we have some amazing advisors that let us do whatever we feel we want to do. Basically, we compete in a lot of stuff, and we do a lot of stuff for our community, and we just have a really good time.
And they can actually, everybody can actually follow you guys on Facebook. You mentioned,
yes. Oh, yes. I mean, the FFA page. Yes, FFA.
We all right. A lot. Okay, so again, the silo screening and the training that's coming up on this Saturday, the 18th. Yes. All right, and again, Meals of Hope
is on February 18th.
Okay, and then the cattle show is on the March 14th.
Yes.
All right. All right, there you go. We've got Cammie Lido, Lainey Moore, and Ava Sinescu. You would think I would get the last name wrong and the first name right. That's terrible. But ladies, thank you so much for coming in here this morning and sharing with us.
Thank you.